emphasize the importance of trust.
Not just among individual, but between Korea, between two Koreas and Korea and neighboring nations. So that's why trust building process on the Korean Peninsula, NAPSI, the Northeast Asia Peace and Cooperation Initiative, and other foreign policy initiatives like Eurasia Initiative and Middle Network, all derived from that concept. But we already discussed a lot about the security situation in Northeast Asia. We all know that China is rising, and we're also witnessing a relative decline of U.S. supremacy in the region. And also, the phenomenon called the Asia paradox, which means that in terms of the socio-economic cultural cooperation, we are pretty good. But security, military cooperation lags far behind that. So there's a gap between those two areas. That's the phenomenon called the Asia paradox. So how can you overcome it? Because the fundamental problem we face today is the some sort of the deficit of trust among nations. That's why the government is trying to promote the trust among key players in Northeast Asia. So that's the basic, the fundamental starting point to understand South Korea's NAPSI, Northeast Asia Peace and Cooperation Initiative. So we, as long as Northeast Asia is concerned, we all know that there is no such multilateral security mechanism that might be comparable to a European case, like a NATO, OSCE, and any other multilateral security dialogue and collaborating mechanism. So one of the problems in Northeast Asia is that if we can overcome the deficit of trust and also limit of a bilateral cooperation, and if we can continue or expand our cooperation to the a multilateral basis, that can be quite a plus for the future of Northeast Asia. That's the basic rationale behind NAPSI. And another important rationale behind the NAPSI is that it assumes the there is an inseparable linkage between North Korean issue and Northeast Asia. Simply speaking, if there's no peace on the Korean Peninsula, there can be no peace in Northeast Asia as a whole. So one of the assumptions is that Northeast Asia's peace and cooperation will help to create an environment conducive to resolving North Korean nuclear problem as well. Then what is NAPSI and how to implement it? Perhaps you might heard about this initiative, but let me summarize like this. A core vision of NAPSI may consider like this. First of all, we want to overcome Asia paradox by laying the foundation for regional peace and prosperity through building trust. And we also want to pursue East Asia's joint peace and prosperity. And cooperation and negotiation in a regional subset has the potential to develop into a broader initiative encompassing all of the Northeast Asia. And we already discussed the return of geopolitics in not just on the global scale, but in Northeast Asia. So how can you overcome that geopolitics? Perhaps we can do it by establishing a little more liberal international order within East Asia. So NAPSI rejects the notion of a zero-sum-based relative gains approach to defining national interest, and aims to create an environment favorable for non-zero-sum-based liberal international order. And eventually, we want to create a vision for the Asian community. In other words, we need some Asian identity that can pull together Asian nations as a single entity, and eventually, that kind of Asian identity may help to reduce the regional tension and conflict. So how, in terms of modality, NAPSI centers on regional stakeholders, including Korea, North Korea, U.S., Japan, China, Russia, and Mongolia. But this is basically open regionalism. So the NAPSI aims for an inclusive regional cooperation. And because of that stance, they actually welcomes the participation of any other important regional, international organization or major players, and even a regional subset of the players in this initiative. And regarding the cooperation agenda, the NEPC aims to focus on the, at the initial stage, focus on the non-traditional soft security issues. For example, major agenda can include like a disaster relief, nuclear safety, environmental issues, public health, and energy security, cyberspace, and transnational crime. So initial success in these agenda will be followed by expanding the agenda items to include the hard security matters like political military issues in this region. But you may think that this is pretty much like the idea of a multilateral security issue that has been out there for a while in North East Asia. But at least I think the NEPC can be differentiated from those previous ideas in the several points. First of all, it is a very multi-layered and multi-dimensional cooperation. So NEPC tried to promote not only Track 1 and Track 2, but also multi-layered cooperation through Track 1.5 and other combination of those players. So this is a multi-track approach in the sense that on the top level, South Korea tried to promote a consensus among key leaders in the nation. So in this sense, it is a top-down approach. But at the same time, it is a bottom-up approach in the sense that we start with a collaborating on the security, solve the security issue, and building trust piece by piece based on those collaboration. And as you see, because South Korea is a political system, it's a five-term presidential system, this is already 2 years have passed. And perhaps even though NEPC at this time, at this moment, does not intend push hard for institutionalization, but we have a practical limit. We have only 3 more years for this Bakan government. So my understanding is that Bakan government will try to take a step for early institutionalization, such as a regular summit among those participating nations and other feasible institutionalization to implement those ideas. So that's the basic stuff that I would like to introduce about NEPC. And then where is it now? How can we evaluate the progress of the NEPC? The scorecard for NEPC so far, I have to say it had a good start, even though it's a slow implementation. But as you know, in a sense, South Korean Korea is situated in a structurally very difficult situation in North Asia. To implement the initiative because of the potential tension between China and United States, for example, and also a worsening relationship with neighboring nations. So the all of this evaluation also centers upon the deficit of trust among key players in the region. So what's the future challenge? How can South Korea government can proceed to implement this idea? I personally characterize the success of NEPC will depend on how much South Korea can make progress on at least four criteria. One is the identity, which means that what should be the desirable end state of NEPC, and how can South Korea formulate a consensus to support the initiative. A second criteria may be efficacy, meaning that will it be capable of dealing with a hard security issue by expanding cooperation in soft security issues. We all understand that no matter how much we cooperate in the economic issue, perhaps we need some jump start to touch on the hardcore security issues. And third, maybe incentive. Will NEPC benefit not just the two Koreas, but other nations in North Asia? What's the incentive for other nations in participating in NEPC? perhaps South Korea should present some acceptable rationale for the idea. First and last, maybe a leadership issue. Who will take the lead? And will other Northeast Asian nations endorse South Korea's NAPC concept? So if South Korea can make some progress on this criteria, perhaps we can see some implementation in this initiative. Well, actually, last October in IFANS, the part of the foreign ministry, the IFANS hosted a multilateral NAPC forum with five subdivisions, each dealing with for example, cyberspace cooperation, energy security, nuclear safety issue, and so on. The reaction was quite good, even though I don't know much about the track one discussion about the future strategy, but at least Dr. Chagang and I participated in the session, and the 1.2 track, track two reaction was quite favorable, and most of the participants expressed their wish that this initiative can continue to make some visible outcome in the future. So to sum up, I assume that we'll all agree that there is a need to create an environment so that we can build a trust among major nations in this region. And also by building up a trust in this region by this phased approach, perhaps we can make a much more visible outcome in the future. So as I mentioned earlier, together with the trust building process on the Korean Peninsula, NAPC forms the basis for internal and external impetus behind the promotion of regional stability and peace in Northeast Asia. And of course, the initiative is very ambitious. South Korea can't alone can't do much. So participation of important stakeholders, such as the U.S., China, EU, ASEAN, and even Australia can help to implement this idea. But again, the key challenge is the deficit of trust resulting from, for example, U.S.-China rivalry, and the deteriorating relationship between China and Japan, and also Japan's the conservative shift. So these are key challenges that South Korea must overcome to implement this idea. But I personally think Korea may be better placed to promote trust process and NAPC because it is free from great power politics and competition. So let me stop here. Thank you.